blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. All the while you hear each desperate plea, the long that we have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights is what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, we know the pain reminds his heart, this is not our home. What if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if my greatest disappointments or the aching of this life is the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy? And what if trials of this life, the rains, the storms, the hardest nights, are your mercies in disguise?
Happy Sabbath. Still not used to this weather all the way. I got mistaken for a student the other day. I was walking with my hood on. I believe a staff here, I was walking up on the hill. She just kept looking at me. She didn't recognize me. Thought that was funny, but anyway. Man, you guys, words can't even describe how much of a blessing this has been for me. You see this smile right here? This is a real smile. This is like a smile of joy, and just getting to meet each and every one of you guys, going through this week of prayer. How many people have been blessed during this week of prayer? Please, let me see your hands. I'll give two hands and a foot because this has been awesome. Because it's not just, I'm telling you, this wasn't just for you guys. It was for me. I mean, the Lord has been working mightily in my life. If you guys really, I was sitting here and Pastor Ken came up to me and he said something to me and I just about started crying and I just couldn't. Man, I was just so excited because you guys, I don't think you guys really understand. The Lord has brought me so far. Just a year ago, I was in jail, incarcerated. I mean, I was living this crazy life. Who would have ever thought I would be right here speaking to a school about Jesus? And it is just such a blessing to be here. I just want to thank you guys, and I've been getting to know you guys. This is the last night for Week of Prayer. And so I really believe that the Lord has a message for you guys, just like he has been for this last week. You guys have your weapons? Let me see them. I hear somebody cocking them over here. Amen. Amen. Like I see him even in the back. That's right. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You guys remember what I said this was? You know, when I was in the streets, I used to have guns. I said, I still got a gun. This has 66 clips, though, and 100,000 rounds. And when I aim now, Jesus pulls the trigger. So anytime a sin comes up to me, I'm pow, lust, get away from me. I start praying and claim the promises. So let me tell you guys a little story. I have tons of stories, but this one is pretty relevant to tonight as well. And while I'm about to tell the story, turn in your Bible to Jonah as we finish up. Jonah. This is a little while ago. I had accepted Christ in my life, and where I'm from, you know, I had a really big problem because I had some enemies. Has anybody ever had enemies? Okay. Everybody raise your hand. Has anybody ever had enemies that tried to kill them? Raise your hand. Okay. I see maybe a couple hands. Well, listen up, you guys, tonight. It's very important. It's very important. And this has to do kind of, it's a continuation from last night of prayer. Remember we talked about the importance of prayer. And this one particular incident, I was walking and I was with my girl. And I was in a place where my enemies were supposed to be. And so I was walking and we went to the bowling alley just me and her, just to go spend some time, just get away. And this is in the early years of me coming to the Lord. So I was walking, and as I was walking in the bowling alley, over here to the right and over here to the left, there's a whole bunch of tables. And usually guys sit there in groups, and girls sit there in groups. And so I was walking, and as I was walking, I instantly noticed, I was like, oh, man. Them is the same guys that me and my friends robbed. But it's just me here by myself. I'm like, these dudes are going to kill me. I said, God, what am I going to do? So I'm walking with her, and I'm walking, and she's right here next to me, and I'm like, I still try to play this tough role. Nah, you know, but I told her. I was like, look, it's about to be a problem, you know. It's about to be a problem probably, but I'm just going to pray. And so as I'm walking, she's like, why, what's going on? I said, see those guys over there? I was like, them are some guys that I had robbed in my past. And she was like, are you serious? What are we going to do? I said, I'm about to just pray. That's the only thing we can do. I can't turn around now. And so we kept walking. And I don't think you guys understand, it was 6 to 7 guys. That's 12 eyeballs. Or 14 eyeballs. And just me. And I'm right here, and they're literally right there. I prayed. I said, God, please protect me. Do you guys understand? Here's the counter where you get your bowling shoes. This is where they were sitting. 12 eyeballs. Watch what the Lord does. I walk just like this. While I prayed, kept walking, and walked right out of the bowling alley. And I was like, praise the Lord. You guys, God answers prayers. Amen? Amen? That's like almost impossible, because in the bowling alley, you kind of go to hang out. You go to try to meet a girl, or you go there just to something to do. And not one of those guys seen me. If they would have seen me, I could have been hurt really, really bad. And so God is so good, and I just praise God for prayer, you guys. It is just so powerful. Let's go in Jonah, though. I just wanted to share that story with you about prayer, just to show you, because God had brought that to me so I could share that with you guys on how powerful prayer is. Never be afraid to pray. Always pray in any situation. Now, we see, like, going through Jonah chapter 1 all the way up until chapter 2, we've been going over Jonah, seeing that Jesus first came to Jonah, and what did Jonah do? He ran away. He didn't listen to Jesus. When Jesus came to Jonah, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. He said, look, I want you to go to this city of Nineveh, and I want you to cry out against it. And Jonah didn't do that. And we've been seeing, because of Jonah's disobedience, he ended up being in the belly of a whale or a big fish for 3 days and 3 nights, correct? Just like my life, just like probably some of you guys here have been stuck in the belly of the whale. Some of you right now, I have a couple of students come up to me all the time, just recently, and they're pouring their heart out to me. They're saying, I want to believe. I want to know how to pray more. My life is messed up. A lot of these other students don't know my life, but I've been through a lot. I don't have my mom, I don't have my dad. How do I get to know the Lord? And I always push them back to prayer, entering into God's presence. But they are too, you guys too. Some of you guys might be in that belly like I was. I was miserable. I was miserable and I was hurting. But tonight, you guys, we already been over that. Tonight, we're going to look at something different. Jesus has come to each and every one of us. Some of us might have turned away. It might be on our own path. But look at Jonah 3, verse 1, and it says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Brothers and sisters, tonight, this is your opportunity. Jesus is coming to you a second time. Just like he came to me a second time. I ruined my life before this. I was in that belly of the whale, just like some of you were. And Jesus loves us so much and has mercy on us that he's come back a second time to try to wake you up and say, look, wake up. What is going on in your life? Remember we talked about being aware of your surroundings when you guys laughed at me when I hit the pole? You guys remember that? And then remember when we talked about what in our surroundings is hindering us from the Lord? And then we talked about the importance of prayer. Man. Brothers and sisters, this is serious. This is serious business. Jesus is coming to you tonight a second time. Are you drifting away from the Lord? Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you thinking about? What are your thoughts? You may not think you are what you are, but whatever you think, you are. I read this book. I was looking at this book, and it said 5% of people think, 10% think they think, and the rest of the world's population rather die than to think. What are we thinking about? Are we just following the crowd? Are we following what our friends are doing? What are we doing? Jesus is coming to us tonight again, and he's saying, look, check this out. I want you to go do my bidding. I want you to go share Jesus with others. He's saying, arise, go. Tonight, brothers and sisters, this is real. take this serious. We talked about this too. Tomorrow's promise to no one. Is your relationship right with the Lord? Tonight is your second chance. Some of you may think you've gone way too far and there's no hope. There's hope for you. Look at me. Look at me. I talked to my brother today. I won't say his name, but he came to me and he said, I thank God I made it here because I was in the gang's life and stuff too. And he said, you know, I got expelled, you know, and kicked out of school for taking a knife, packing a knife to school. And then I went to juvie. And then I prayed. And I said, God, if you get me out, if you can get me, will you get me out of here? Because he said his mom called him and said, just pray, just pray. And so he prayed. And he got out of juvie the next day. And now he's going here because of the power of prayer. He had another chance. And so Jonah is, I mean, Jesus is coming to us, coming to Jonah a second time. And so look at verse 3. It says, so Jonah rose up and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And look at verse 4. And Jonah began to enter the city a day's journey. I was looking at that. It took 3 days to get there. Jonah got there in 1 day. Jonah knew that the Lord was serious this time. Everything that he went through, it's not a game. Is there something in your heart that you're holding on to? Are you struggling with lust? Are you struggling with looking at stuff you're not supposed to? Are you struggling with cussing? What is it that's hindering you from doing and listening to the word of the Lord, to Jesus talking to your heart tonight? I was reading in Desire of Ages, in the crucifixion. And I never really understood the cross. People always say, oh, Jesus died for all of humanity. But Jesus told me to start taking it more personal. Jesus got mocked, ridiculed. He got whipped with the whip till his flesh was open, till he was bleeding. He got a thorn of crowns put on his head, blood running down. Jesus did that for all humanity, but Jesus told me that I did that for you. I did all of that for you, Lawrence. I did all of that for each and every one of you. See, I'm not discrediting Jesus dying for us, for all humanity. I'm not going to discredit that. But what I'm saying is let's make it more personal because Jesus died for each and every one of us. You know, I lost a couple friends that I wanted to witness to and talk about God to, but they're not here no more. I've had good friends that I've known that were Adventists that's nowhere near the church right now. Some even died away from the Lord. Remember I asked you guys the other day, if Jesus was to come tonight, would you be ready? Would you be ready? If Jesus was to come tonight, if you were to die tonight, would you be able to honestly say that you would be able to meet Jesus in the clouds? Because that's what it all boils down to. Do you know the Lord? Do you know Jesus? He's coming to you again and he's saying, you guys, I'm here. I'm right here. Come to me. What are you guys waiting for? What is so hard that you want to give up? What are you putting before Jesus? What are you guys holding on to that you don't want to fully give your life to him? Jesus is not just saying that to you, he's saying that to me. Do you know Jesus? Some of you guys sit here while people are talking up here and speaking to you, and it's not us speaking to you. Tiana is not speaking to you. Lawrence is not speaking to you. It's the Holy Spirit. And I look around sometimes, and I see people talking. I see people laughing and playing in God's house. Do you take Jesus serious? Are you ready? Is this a game? This is not a game. This is real life. This is the last night for the week of prayer. Have you guys got to know Jesus during this time? Have you guys really started spending intimate time with Jesus? Have you put him first in your life? The word of the Lord came to Lawrence the second time, and I've accepted Christ. And I said, yes, I'll follow you. And look where he has me. Jesus is coming to you right now. Some of you guys might not be taking this serious. The Holy Spirit may be going through one ear and out the other. But my prayer to you is that you hear the word of the Lord tonight and that it goes in one ear and down to your heart. And that you guys really take advantage of this opportunity because Jesus wants you in the kingdom. He wants you there. If God can change me, he can change anybody. All you have to do is accept Jesus. All this is about Jesus. This is not about you, this is not about me, this is about Christ and him, his love for you. Jesus loves you so much. And he wants you to make a stand for him. He wants you to make a decision to follow him fully. Again, you guys are the youth. You guys are the future. Take this opportunity. Listen to the word of the Lord. You know, I didn't know what to say tonight when I came up. I was praying like, God, you know, I said, I don't want to doubt. But I still want to speak real to the youth, Lord. I'm like, I love them. I don't want to get up here and say nothing that you don't want me to say. What do you want me to say? And I said, Lord, just speak through me. And tonight, Jesus is saying, accept me. Just accept me. You know, I heard a story about a wise man. And there's a great wise man in this small town or community. Some of you may have heard this story. And he had two grandkids, two boys. And this man was so wise. And the grandkids say, you know what? Let's try to get grandpa. Let's try to see if we can be smarter and wiser than him. And so what they did was they came up with a plot. And they said, we can find a bird. And we can go to grandpa. And we can have this bird in our hand. And we can take it up to him. And we can say, Grandpa, is this bird dead or alive? And if Grandpa says that the bird is alive, then we could just smash it, and then it'll be dead. But if Grandpa says that the bird is dead, we can just open our hand and let it fly away. That'll get him. We can do it. Grandpa's wise. Amen. We have a Heavenly Father that's wise. And so what happened was the little boys catch a bird. They're like, yeah, we're going to go get Grandpa. We're going to go get him. So they come up and they say, Grandpa, Grandpa, is the bird dead or alive? And the grandpa was super wise and super sharp. He's been around a time or two. And so he looks at him. And he says, you guys are all waiting, huh? He says that it is as you will. Basically, the answer is in your hands. It's and the moral of that story, and I might have butchered it a little bit, just a little bit. But brothers and sisters, this is what I'm trying to tell you tonight, and what the Lord is trying to tell you tonight. The answer for you to follow the Lord is not what your friend has to say about it. It's not what your parents has to say about it. The answer is, it's all up to you. What is your will? Do you want to follow the Lord? The answer is, it's up to you. It's your choice. And when I heard that story, I was like, wow, I started crying. Because a lot of times I try to fight the Lord and run from him. But he said, it's time to stand up. And so I stand up for Jesus, and I'm standing before you guys today. And you guys have witnessed the power of prayer through me. And what I'm going to do, it's not going to be long tonight, because I feel that we've had a pretty good week, and the Holy Spirit has definitely been speaking to you guys. Tonight is the last night, and it's an opportunity to make a decision for Christ. So I'm going to invite Tiana up here to sing a song. And as she sings this first verse, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you guys to think. I want you guys to think, has Jesus came to me sometime during this week of prayer? Has Jesus came to me sometime during the school year? I want you to think, because I'm going to ask you to do something as you're thinking about it. Young brothers and sisters, have you guys thought about Jesus coming to your heart sometime during this week? I hope you are thinking about it, because I know Jesus has come to each and every one of you, because I know he's come to me. And so my first appeal for you tonight is that is there anyone here who has never been baptized before, who want to make a decision to step out and really follow Christ for yourself, for nobody else? Or is there somebody else here who has been baptized and has drifted away from the Lord? Jesus has came to you like Jonah, and you've drifted away and you went on your own path. And you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus. If you're out there and you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, for Jesus who's died for you, and make that decision, I invite you to come to the front while Tiana sings this next verse.
Now repent.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is speaking. This is real. Brothers and sisters, my next appeal to you is, if you were baptized and you drifted away from the Lord and you just want to just tell the Lord, I'm sorry, and I just want to make a stand for you, I invite you just to stand where you are. And for those also that have been following the Lord and you haven't left the Lord, I invite you to stand as well as Tiana finishes this up.
I'm tired of sin and straying, Lord. Now I'm coming home. I'll trust Thy love, believe Thy word. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide Thine arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home.
For those that are here that wants to get baptized or rebaptized, amen, sister. Talk to Brother Fred, Pastor Brother Fred. Pastor Fred, it's my brother, and Pastor Ken. And you guys, this is real. Those of you who have made a dedication to come back to the Lord, He will honor you. He is so happy. All heaven is rejoicing over one sinner. What do you think they're doing in heaven right now? Amen. I got to be careful because I'd say they was in there doing gymnastics, backflips. Praise the Lord. Can I say something? A lot of you guys I've talked to during this time have said, you know what, the week of prayers are so powerful. They're so amazing. But then the spiritual high just dies down. And then we go back to normal. Brothers and sisters, the Lord gave me an idea. Amen? Amen. And the idea that He gave me was Rock Ministries. And I believe that the Lord is looking for some youth that are wanting to make a difference on this campus. And Rock Ministry stands for Revival on Campus. And if you guys want to keep this fire going and burning, it's up to you. You don't have to let the fire burn out or die out. You can keep it going. The only person that's stopping you is you. And so, if you guys want to learn more about this, I'll meet you guys in this room over here after we do our closing prayer. So again, those that wanted to get baptized and rebaptized, please speak to Pastor Fred, Pastor Ken. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, You are so good. Thank You so much, Lord, for all that You've done, Father, where You have brought each and every one of us from. We thank You so much, Lord, for the youth, Father, who have wanted to dedicate their lives to You, Lord, and rededicate their lives to You, Lord. We thank You so much for their decision, Father. And I pray, Lord, that You will now allow them to go ye therefore and teach, Father, and to show Your love to one another. Please bless them in a mighty way. We thank You so much for this wonderful Sabbath. In Jesus' name, Amen.